Theodore Schultz, an American economist, was born in 1902 and died in 1998. He spent most of his career at the University of Chicago. Schultz was what I call a common-sense economist. He didn't have grand or complicated or unusual theories, but a lot of what he said and wrote today seems to us almost self-evident. But at the time Schultz made these points, they were quite neglected. Schultz's key idea was the notion of human capital, that economies become more productive by investing in human beings. For instance, if we want to make agriculture more productive, farmers need to learn the skills to produce more crops. Schultz himself was born on a farm, and he liked to visit farms. He once said he got his key idea of human capital when he visited a farmer and his wife, and they seemed quite poor, but they were also happy. They explained to Schultz that they had sent their 4 children to college and given them a good education, and therefore they could rest content. From this anecdote, Schultz started thinking through this key idea of human capital. What are some of the key propositions that Schultz put forth? First, most economic growth is from human capital. It's from our ingenuity. It's from our skills. It's from our abilities. Schultz also explained this is one reason why economies such as Germany or Japan recovered so rapidly after World War II. They still had a lot of their human capital intact. Second, Schultz early on saw that nutrition and health, they're not just forms of consumption, but they are themselves ways of investing in human capital. They're ways of investing in human beings and making those human beings more productive. This is again an example of his common sense economics. Schultz viewed farmers as basically rational and responding to incentives and as being economic agents who would follow the laws of supply and demand, who would pursue profit, who would try to make better lives for themselves. Schultz saw farmers as entrepreneurs, economic agents, willing and able to take initiative when institutions allowed for that. In Schultz's view, we didn't need some special economic theory for developing countries. Neoclassical economics was perfectly correct. It applied to farmers, it applied to individuals in developing countries, but if those nations were to become richer, it all came back to Schultz's key fundamental idea, that of human capital. Schultz, as the father of this idea of human capital, was awarded a Nobel Prize in Economics in 1979.